Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Chapel Hill High has been the surprise of the local prep football season. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Although the Chapel Hill Tigers won't win their 3A Big 8 conference this season, the Tigers have rebounded from a mediocre 2013 to stand 7-2 with an important home game Thursday night against Pittsburgh Northwood. Chapel Hill has finally gotten veteran coach Isaac Marsh over the 500 career mark at 54 wins and 53 losses and aims to keep it that way over the last two games of the season. Durham Southern and Hillsborough Orange are the conference powerhouses this year, both with undefeated 9-0 records and looking forward to their big clash in Hillsborough next weekend. Chapel Hill lost decidedly to Southern, but led Orange late in the game before losing by 1 point in the closing minute. Still, the Tigers have been a playoff-caliber team all season and could finish 9-2. The Northwood game is a pick'em as both teams share the same overall and conference records and ironically are ranked 98th and 99th in the state of North Carolina. The Tigers have a legit D1 prospect in 6'5 senior tight end defensive end Noah Layden, who looks equally impressive on both sides of the ball. The college coach that gets him will have to decide on offense over defense, but on his recruiting tape available on maxpreps.com, Layden looks great at either position. He is quick to the ball carrier and drops back to cover passes on defense and has great hands on offense as well. At 215 pounds, he will put on at least 20 more and make some college team one outstanding player. The Tigers also have two other seniors who are being recruited, 6'3", 280-pound defensive tackle Logan Tisch and smallish linebacker fullback Brandon Wendell. They are the stalwarts of Marsh's senior-laden team that shut out always tough Cardinal Gibbons 14-0 among their seven victories. If it weren't for local rivals Southern and Orange having two of the state powers, Chapel Hill would be a playoff team for sure. With a road game at Cedar Ridge to end the regular season, the special pre-Halloween Thursday night home finale will be worth watching. With the Tar Heels set to leave for Miami on Friday, don't be surprised if Larry Fedora shows up at Tiger Stadium to take one more live look at number two, the big two-way end for Chapel Hill High School. This is our chance. See ya.